Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
5, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way. Around half hour from now, well, it's the final Friday of the month. You know what that means. We present, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. This month's recipient, this month's honoree, Crystal Haley. She is a master police officer with the Chesterfield County Police Department, and she heads up their wellness team. And let me tell you something, it's so inspirational. It's so wonderful to hear her talk about what they're doing. I am blown away by it because many years ago when I came out of the police academy, we had a psychiatrist in Philadelphia, great guy, Dr. John Francis. And he was he's definitely the department psychiatrist for a bunch of departments, but I think the city as well. But he tried to help guys, and it was mostly guys at the time who were on the job, you know, deal with things and what have you. But everybody was afraid. Oh, you can't go see a shrink. He'll report it up to the leadership. They're going to take your badge. They're going to take your gun. And we actually set up a thing called Cops Helping Cops. It was a bunch of us. We were peer counselors, but we didn't even know it. I don't think that was a term at the time. We just kind of sat around and tried to talk guys through things that they were going through. Now, that is 40 years ago. Wow. God, I'm old. But it is. It's 40 years ago. And I've been doing it ever since. And I still do it. I still do it. My number is out there. I'm an active member of Cops Helping. I only mention that because it is so different to see what Officer Haley is able to do inside the Chesterfield County Police Department. And that is in no small part due to the former chief, my namesake, Jeff Katz. He put a lot of this stuff in place, and he did a great job. Anyway, she is our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honoree. We'll do that at 5:35. Now, you have heard throughout the course of the day this Michelle Mosby talking about her run for mayor. She was on this morning with John Reed, and Charles Pyle has been playing pieces of that interview throughout the afternoon. City Council member Reva Trammell gave us a shout and said, hey, I got one or two things I'd like to share, and boy, I'm happy to have her with us. Reva, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, but I get the sense you're not particularly happy with Ms. Mosby.
Well, I've been talking to the people. I've been out here since July the 3rd, and all the people are saying the taxes are too high. You know, why can't y'all reduce it? Our utilities are too high. You know, Reva, you have put a paper in to reduce it by 4 cents. It's not been reduced since Governor Wilder did it and Councilman Bill Pantley in 2008. They did what, 13 cents? I'm asking 4 cents. And if you care about the people like I do, mm-hmm. And if you're looking at the people every day, talking to them at the door, knocking on the door, talking to them, you would understand how they feel and what is going on. I'm out here campaigning right now in the rain, and people are saying, you damn right, reduce it. Don't pay her no mind.
Well,
you don't know. She's been gone since 2016. And how can she be telling the mayor or our CAO, you know, this and that, when you're not in there? You don't know what's going on. And we got the money to do this. And it ain't going to hurt collective bargaining. We've been talking about collective bargaining for 2 years. In 2022, I try to reduce it by 2 cents. Only me and Delegate Michael Jones, who is the council person then, and Krista Nye, who's the president of council. Us three had got, you know, put our names on it. My colleagues voted against it. They told me to drop it. Okay, I dropped it to 4 cents this time.
What are you hearing from the rest of the council? I mean, it seems to me, if in fact this is the case, Reva, and I remind everybody, Reva Trammell is joining us. She's a member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 8th District, south side of the community, and, you know, for my money, a pretty solid member of council. But so you're telling me, Reva, you can drop the tax rate 4 cents, give some relief to the people in the city of Richmond, and it's not going to mess up any of the ongoing negotiations. Is that right?
It shouldn't. Yeah. We got $31 million revenue, new revenue. Look at all this development. And let me just say this, Jeff. When Governor Mayor, when he was our mayor, when he dropped the tax rate to, you know, 13 cents, did we have all this development in my district? No, I'm sorry. I think it was 23 cents. I don't have my papers in front of me because I'm campaigning out here on McGuire. And I'm just mad because I'm talking to the people on McGuire, and they said, drop it. Don't dare take it. Don't you dare let them talk you out of it, Ms. Reva. You stand, you know, stand with us. Take, you know, take up for us because we see, we know what's going on. You know what's going on. You're out here knocking on these doors. But to me, if that's the case, then why are you now talking about it? Why are you now talking about it?
You know,
did you do anything to drop it in 2016?
Well,
were you the president of council? Did you try
to
drop the tax rate?
Reva, no. So let me ask you that, because again, Michelle Mosby was there. She hasn't been there in quite a while, as you point out, 2016. But she's the president of the council then. Did she have any measures to bring the tax rate down when she was in office?
Not that I know of.
Wow.
But you know what? It's like I said, I got five different developers building in my district. I did not have that in 2008. I didn't have that in 2016. I couldn't get nobody to even come over here and talk to me or look at all the vacant land. And I used to tell Greg Wingfield, one of these days you're going to wish you had been over here. Well, how come you're not in my district? How come you're not doing nothing in my district? We had all the money. We have the money for anything else and everything else. Why not now? And stop saying the Teamsters aren't going to get their money, because they are going to get their money. They deserve their money. You know, those employees need it. I have fought hard, tooth and nail, to get collective bargaining. Did she? Did the others? I did. And we finally got it. Don't use that. Talk to the Teamsters. Talk to Brian Payton, who's the president of the Local 322. Talk to Dwayne Johnson. Ask them.
Reva, you know? Let me ask you, because this is going to be the question that comes up. There are going to be people say, hey, look, Reva Trammell is only against what Michelle Mosby said because she's supporting somebody else for mayor. Are you on record endorsing anybody for mayor?
No, I'm not. No, I'm running my own campaign. I have somebody running against me, and I'm out here every single day. And it's rained 4 days. It's rained today. I'm out here campaigning, knocking on doors on McGuire, talking to the citizens, and they're saying the same thing. Reduce it. Reduce it. Don't back down.
You know, the other question that comes up, Reva, I just want you to know, and I'm looking at all the texts coming in, and it comes up, and I tell you about this all the time, and you laugh at me, but it's everybody saying, well, why the heck isn't Reva Trammell running for mayor? She should be mayor, for goodness sakes.
You know what? One thing, I wouldn't go to all those forums. I would be out here knocking on doors. That's what you need to do. You need to hear what the people are saying at the front door or the back door or the side door, okay? That's where you get your knowledge. That's where you get your education, at the doors, talking to the people one-on-one.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that sounds an awful lot like my friend Doug Wilder. That's how he conducted his public life, right?
Yes, and Governor Wilder has endorsed me, too. Oh, let me just say this. I have talked to Vice President Councilwoman Ann Francis, and she said, yes, Reva, I told you I'm co-patroning a paper, and Ellen Robertson, too. And I just left Stephanie a message because she told me the other day, yes, I am, Reva. And I talked to Andreas the other day, and he said I could mention his name on WRVA.
Okay.
That he was supporting me.
Well,
and he's already been to my house, or somebody's been in my house, because when I got back earlier to get some more literature, there was his literature at my door. So he's been in my neighborhood on Hayden Avenue.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, I don't live in the city. If I lived in the city, I would vote for you. I think you are one of the few people on that city council who has fought for the people regularly. You've got the backs of cops and firefighters, and you are passionate about what you're doing. I love the idea of a tax cut for people in the city.
Yes.
It would absolutely spur even more development and investment, and that's needed. Reva, I appreciate you taking time from your campaigning to weigh in on this. Have a great weekend, my friend. That is Reva Trammell. She's a member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 8th District, the south side of town, and suffice to say, she's not happy with some of the things that Michelle Mosby has said recently. 514, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com